it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, DMV? This is the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Always Free Odyssey app. You are tapped in with the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock, an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today is we got the first half of our Monday Night Football doubleheader coming up here on the Team 980. We'll get you a full-scale Monday Night Football preview as we roll throughout the program. Tampa and Houston going to get us kicked off, and then we got a little AFC West showdown between the Chargers and the Raiders coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Raiders are Washington's opponent on Sunday, fresh off of their, I don't want to call it embarrassing loss Thursday night, but they did not put their best foot forward on Thursday Night Football, and this week, it'll be up to us to pick up the pieces and figure out what went wrong and why they were 9-point losers on Thursday night against Green Bay. But I know what all of you have turned on your radio dials to hear this afternoon. And we will let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, momentarily. He just finished speaking to the media. Here's what we do know. Jaden Daniels does have a knee injury. We brought this up during Friday's show as something to, you know, keep your eyes peeled for or keep your, you know, ears open for during the weekend. That, to me, is one of these situations where for Washington, talking about the health of the quarterback, it is a big deal. It is a massive deal. We're not here to scare anybody. We're not here to make it seem worse than what it is. But right now, what we found out a moment ago is that, yes, Jaden Daniels has suffered a knee sprain. Jaden Daniels' status for Sunday is very much in doubt. Dan Quinn officially saying that Jaden Daniels is going to be day-to-day. We don't get an injury report until Wednesday. So when the injury report comes out Wednesday, we will see if he's listed as limited, full participant, so on and so forth, or a DNP. I come to you all as a scorn, jaded fan here this afternoon because the health of Jaden Daniels is the most important piece of this franchise right now. And I know I'm not giving away state secrets when I say it. His health is so important. And Dan Quinn spoke about the, you know, idea of saving Jaden Daniels from himself. You're going to have to. You're going to have to, because if it was my call, if it's my decision, I'm not putting him back out on the field until he is 110%. And I know last year the way that it went, right? Ultimately, Jaden Daniels didn't miss any time as a result of the rib injury. And then we found out earlier this summer that those ribs were indeed broken. If Jaden Daniels is not 110%, you don't put him back out on the field. And I know everyone listening understands that. You have to think about the long-term future of Jaden Daniels here. And this is so much different, and in my opinion, so much more severe than what we dealt with last year with Jaden Daniels because it was a rib injury. This is a knee injury. And here's the thing. Dan Quinn lost my trust this summer when he came out and announced that those ribs were broken because he was directly asked that last year and they said no. And Jaden played through it and so on and so forth. So excuse me if I'm a little skeptical about just how honest Washington is going to be in terms of Jaden's status moving forward. He is listed as day-to-day. I do not expect to see him on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. As a matter of fact, I better not see him Sunday versus the Las Vegas Raiders. It's just not worth it to this point. Honestly, it's not worth it. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn as the show rolls on. We'll also take a look back at Thursday Night Football and the two injuries that were suffered on Thursday Night Football. Austin Ekeler, Dietrich Wise, done for the season. Who are you more confident that the team can replace? We'll ask that as well. Also, Washington adding a running back that offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury has some history with, so we'll reveal his identity as we roll throughout the show as well. But the lead here, the most important thing, is the update that we got on Jayden Daniels, the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders. To me, I'm in a spot right now where, look, if he's not right, you don't play him. To where I'm even getting on him for not taking him out of the game last week. Like, I get this idea of him being Tony Toughass, right? I get it. It's great. It's got to be smart, though. It's got to be smart when talking about Jayden Daniels and protecting himself from himself, quite frankly, right? Like, there's a knee sprain. That's what we know. We don't have a grade one sprain. We don't know if it's a grade two sprain. We don't know if it's a grade three sprain. So that's where we go, and you can hear the keyboard typing. Grades of knee sprains. And you know, talking about the knees, I'm the perfect guy for it, right? I've suffered three ACL tears. I have undergone three reconstructive knee surgeries throughout the course of my life. That's why I sit in front of a mic now and didn't make it to the NFL. Maybe because I'm only 6 foot or 6 foot one, 6'2" on a good day. Maybe that's why I didn't go to the NFL. But if there's someone that knows about the importance of taking all the time allotted to heal a knee injury, it's me. So here are the grades of knee sprains. There is a grade one sprain, which you have some mild pain. You got some swelling going on. There is no complete tear of the ligaments. How you treat that? Rest, ice, elevation, rehab. There is grade two knee sprain, where there's significant instability in the knee joint. And then there's a partial tear of one or more ligaments. That's a grade two knee sprain. A grade three knee sprain, severe pain and swelling, extreme instability, and then a complete tear of one or more ligaments, and surgery would be necessary to repair those torn ligaments. So that's all we know right now, is that it is a knee sprain. We don't know if it's a grade one sprain. We don't know if it's a grade two sprain. We don't know if it's a grade three sprain. I do know this. They best not put him out there before he is ready. They best not put him on the field until he's 110% ready to go. I don't care what Jayden Daniels has to say. I don't care what Miss Regina Jackson has to say. I don't care what Juju Watkins has to say. I don't care what anybody has to say. He should not return to play until he's 110%. Because I've been down this road before. Right? I say it all the time. I suffer from SLS, scorn lover syndrome. I've been down this block before. I've been here with Robert Griffin III when he was all in for week one. This act of being Tony Toughass is getting old to me. I don't want that to be the case. I love that my quarterback wants to play through injury. But the bottom line is they should have took him out on Thursday night. They should have took him out on Thursday night. He shouldn't have finished the football game. And that is where Dan Quinn and company have got to bow up and say, hey, son, we sign your checks. We are the ultimate decision maker here. Because that's what my concern is moving forward. Do they have the ability to protect Jayden Daniels from himself? I think they do. I don't know for certain, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. If you're just now joining us here on this Monday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, we just heard from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, confirming Jayden Daniels officially going to be listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. What we still do not know, is this a grade one sprain? Is it a grade two sprain? Is it a grade three sprain? Still got to find that out. as we roll throughout the opening hour of the show here, we will let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, because he spoke for about a half hour, had a lot to say. I don't know if I feel much better about the situation after hearing DQ talk because, you know, we treat Ashburn like we are the Patriots on the East Coast. We're the DMV Patriots, however the hell you want to describe us as. They showed you last year that they're not going to be totally honest and forthcoming about injuries when it comes to Jayden, because they didn't tell us that he had a broken rib last year. And Jayden Daniels, Jesus, a.k.a. Tony Toughass, got them to let him play through that injury last year. Ant, welcome. Because I want to tag you in on this because I'm hot. One, in hindsight, I'm now looking back saying, why the hell did they not take him out on Thursday night? And me and you said this on the phone. Should have been taken out. You have nothing to play for. Game is over. Why are you sending him back out there? I am genuinely worried about segment two, about what we have on this rundown. Do the Commanders have the ability to protect Jayden Daniels, a.k.a. Tony Toughass, from himself? Because I get all of the, I want to be looked at as tough, he's a dog-ass competitor, all that. This is the franchise. This may be the future of this radio station, in all actuality, if you want to keep it a thou-yow. If Jayden Daniels goes down, and some, yeah, you, Chris Russell, if Jayden Daniels can't stay healthy, we might be out of a job. That's how serious this gets. That's how important the knee of Jayden Daniels is, not only to the Commanders, but to me, to my colleagues, to everyone. That new stadium that D.C.'s about to get put underwater for, if that knee ain't right, all bets are off for me. Oh, clearly I'm emotional. I'm hot under the collar. I don't know what to expect here moving forward. What we do know is this. Jayden Daniels, your starting quarterback, officially listed as day-to-day with a knee injury. When we come back, I want to let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. Let you hear from his mouth, and we'll get the latest on some other injured Washington Commanders. But Jayden Daniels, right now, the topic of conversation. His status, according to multiple national NFL insiders, very much in doubt when it comes to Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn next. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O'Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock, an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold as we get you geared up for a Monday Night Football doubleheader to wrap up week number 2, Bucks and Texans from H-Town, and then Chargers and Raiders coming up from Las Vegas. That'll be the second half of tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader. If you're just now joining the program, if you're just picking up your kids from school or practice, or you're just leaving the cubicle, first of all, hope you had a good Monday. This may make your Monday a little bit worse. Just found out from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as well as others that kind of spoiled the news throughout the afternoon. Jayden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with what most are calling a knee sprain. Don't know what grade of a knee sprain it is. All we know is that it is a knee sprain and that he is listed as day-to-day. What we were talking about in the opening segment, one, I was overreacting a little bit. If you were with us from the start of the show here, I'm emotional over this because it's so damn important. Like, his health is so significant to the future of this franchise that when he pops up on the injury report and it's a lower body injury, I just got to make sure that they are going to be responsible with him. Because here's the thing with me. Last year, and this is hindsight's 2020. Last year, from what we know, Jayden pushed and scratched and clawed and pleaded and begged to play in that immediate game following the injury against Carolina. He was listed on the injury report all week. He was a limited participant in practice, and then he went out and was full go, ready to get it rocking on that Sunday, right? That's what we saw last year. And during that time, remember all of the media games that were played. And when I say media games, I'm not angry when I'm saying it. I'm just speaking about what it is and what it ain't. We didn't find out until this summer that Jayden Daniels wasn't just dealing with a rib contusion, as it was called. It was a full-blown broken ribs. So what I'm saying is this, right? I'm going in a circle to say one thing. And I'm not giving away state secrets when I say it. I'm not saying anything that you all aren't probably thinking. They got to take Jaden's health super serious. And I'm not calling it an act, but Jaden is, you might as well nickname him Tony Toughass, right? He is a dog-ass competitor, as Dan Quinn continues to describe him as. My concern is, will they be able to protect Jaden Daniels from Jaden Daniels? That's the question. Because if I was the one making the decision, and I know that I'm not, and I'm sure you all would trust me if I was. If I was the one making the decision, Jaden's not playing until at least the Chargers game. I'm looking at the schedule right here, Ant. We're talking about a knee sprain. Everyone's had it. We've all dealt with it at some point in your athletic career. I'm sitting them against Vegas. I'm sitting them against Atlanta. Hell, I may even give them the extra long week and don't bring them back until Chicago. We can't play games with this. And I don't trust them. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't trust what info they give out to the media from an injury standpoint. And have I earned the right to not trust them? Did they not lie to us last year? Didn't they?
They weren't forthcoming.
Exactly. So why would they be forthcoming with a more severe injury probably? Because it's the knee.
I just don't think they wanted you panicking like you are now.
Like I'm panicking right now. I'm not panicking. You are. This is not a panic.
We're going to be without a job. Like, and granted, it might have been a little hyperbole, but I'm just saying.
You know what I meant.
Now, I understand, like, his health is serious.
It's everything. Like, it's literally the most important knee in the DMV. I would give away my bad knee to make sure his knee was good. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother just got a knee replacement not too long ago. He can have her damn knee. As far as I'm concerned, I need him right. And Mario Bowser, you best be going and checking on him, too. All that new stadium money you getting ready to kick out, that stadium ain't worth a damn if there's not a guy to fill it up. I just hope we have learned as a fan base from what happened with Bobby Three Sticks. And I saw our pal J.P. Finley, him and B-Mitch earlier today, saying this is two totally different situations. You're right. It is a totally different situation. But to act as if they're not similar, crazy talk. Here's what I will say. The injury is not believed to be serious by most folks. It's not believed to be serious. And his status for Sunday is up in the air. If it was that severe, I think they would have just ruled him out for Sunday. Totally. If it was anywhere near severe, I think they would have just ruled him out for Sunday. But my thing is, can you protect Tony Toughass from Tony Toughass? And I'm not slighting Jaden Daniels for being a toughass. I think it's a tremendous trait that he has. I'm glad he's not soft. Seriously. I'm glad that he is taking his, you know, competitiveness seriously. He cares. He wants to play. He doesn't want to be on the shelf. But you got to protect him from himself. If it was my decision, Jaden's not playing this week. Jaden's not playing next week. He's got to be 110% to be able to play. Here is what Dan Quinn, cut number one, had to say about what he needs to see from Jaden in order for him to give it a go on Sunday.
Yeah, it starts off first on like the strength part of things, the movements, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week. But he'd have to see all of the steps, you know, along this week to hit those marks, the speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
He's got to hit every marker to give it a go. You know what? That's Dan Quinn. I'm going to try to interpret Dan Quinn today here this afternoon. You know what I think Dan Quinn is saying? I think Dan Quinn is saying, Linnell, shut the hell up. I'm not going to put him out there until he's 110% ready. You know what I say to that? I throw up my hands and go, let's get it rocking. You got it, big bro. As long as they're moving tact, this situation should be water under the bridge and it should mean nothing. But I have this eerie feeling. Knowing Jaden Daniels, he demanded to play through broken ribs last year. And they let him. They let him play through it. We had to see him get hot patches and cortisone shots and all this and all that. I don't know if he got any cortisone shots, but they did everything they could to alleviate his pain. And if you're going to sit here and act as if he was the same quarterback with the broken ribs and without the broken ribs, you a damn fool. And here is my thing and what I worry about. This is a knee injury. And y'all know I am the knee injury specialist. You can go text Dr. James Weiss in Germantown. He is my surgeon. I've had three of these ACL surgeries. I've sprained my knee several different times. You think you're good to go before you're actually good to go. Seriously. And if you're Jaden, he's an athlete, first and foremost, right? They're competitive by nature. He didn't play his best against Green Bay. You don't think he's chomping at the bit to want to get back out onto the field and right his wrongs from a week ago? It's going to be so, so, so important that they protect Jaden Daniels from himself. We called him tough. We called him tough for playing through a rib injury. I would call him stupid for playing through a knee injury. Honestly, we praised him for being tough for playing through a rib injury. If he plays through a knee injury, he's a damn fool. And this is my concern about this. Playing through a lower body injury for a quarterback could hurt his mechanics. It could hurt his footwork. All of that is from trying to compensate for the knee not being healthy, right? You may see changes in mechanics, changes in the footwork if he's not ready to go. And that's what I worry about. That's what I worry about. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want to let you hear a little bit more from Dan Quinn. This is Dan Quinn on how he's going to be able to protect Jaden Daniels from Jaden Daniels.
Yes, you are correct. That's just who he is, which I also love about him, by the way. But it is part of, that's my job, you know, to make sure that, one, I'm getting all the information, you know, from the medical side. Is he hitting all the tests? And then you also have to trust your eyes. Where's he at? Where are we going? And so we're just not going to miss it, JP, for he and for any of the guys in that space. So that is the good part of being a competitor. But I'm constantly watching and pushing to see. And then before we even get onto the practice field, they have to go through a pretty strenuous testing to see where they're at even before the actual on-field, you know, reps begin. So that's for he and for a couple of the other guys as well.
They are not going to put Jaden Daniels out there until he is 110% healthy. That is what I'm taking away from Dan Quinn. That's what I'm taking away from Dan Quinn. My question is, right, because of who the quarterback is, because of the importance of Jaden to this franchise, do you move with even more caution? Because there ain't nothing wrong with, hey, man, you got to set out an extra game just to be careful, just to be cautious. I have no issue with that. See, this is where this conversation gets muddied at. When it comes to the health of Jaden Daniels, I can give a rat's ass about 2025. It's about beyond. It's about the future. And if this kid goes down a water slide, so to speak, to where he's not healthy the rest of the way and further damage could occur, it's just not a road that I want to go down is the best way that I can put it. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm going to go get some water. I'm going to wipe the sweat off my forehead because I honestly, maybe it's the 27-year-old in me. I know they're not going to put him out there until he's ready. But the bigger conversation needs to be had right now, and we'll do so on the other side of the break. Are you concerned about Jaden Daniels' health long-term? 301-230-0980 is the number. Is the health of Jaden Daniels moving forward, is it something that concerns you? Your call's on that next. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and L. Willingham taking you up to 6 o'clock, an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold today as we get you geared up for the Monday Night Football doubleheader that'll wrap up week number 2 in the National Football League. Bucks and Texans coming your way at 7 o'clock. Chargers and Raiders coming your way at 10 o'clock. So full slate of NFL football tonight for you What we're dealing with right now here in the DMV, we got wind on Friday that something was up with Jayden Daniels. Our pal Grant Paulson of 106.7 The Fan reporting that Jayden had an MRI after the game, or after the game. And here's the thing real quick. When I first heard that report, you know what I did? I shrugged the hell out of my shoulders and said, so what? So what if he had an MRI? He had an MRI after the Giants game, too. He had a wrist injury. You don't think they imaged his wrist to make sure there was no ligament damage? So that was reported by Grant. It was confirmed earlier this afternoon. I think it was Adam Schefter, first guy that I saw with it, or Rap Sheet and Garofolo from the NFL Network saying that, yeah, he does have a knee sprain. His status for Sunday versus the Raiders is in doubt. The injury is not believed to be serious, but it still remains unclear as to whether or not Jayden Daniels will be able to play on Sunday. So they're calling it a knee sprain. And anybody out there that understands the way that Washington handles their injury situation, we don't know how severe this knee sprain is. It could be a grade one sprain, which may allow him. If it's just a grade one sprain, I still wouldn't play him Sunday, but it should be something that he's good with after a week or so. If it is a grade two sprain, and there is a partial tear of a ligament in there, and that's what constitutes a grade two sprain, then he's got to sit. I may put him on short-term IR if it is a grade two sprain. If it's anything more than a grade one sprain and there is a partial tear of a ligament, I'm not just putting some bulky-ass brace on him and telling him to go play. Like, that's not how I'm going to operate. And I hope that's not how Dan Quinn and company are going to operate. And to their credit, I don't think they are, but what am I to think about how they handle injuries when they let him play through a broken set of ribs last year? Now, obviously, I think they know and we know rib injury far less severe to me than a knee injury. So do I trust Dan Quinn and company to make the right decision as far as Jayden Daniels' health? Yes. But I also understand that Jayden Daniels is first team all tough ass and wants to play through everything and is a dog-ass competitor, so on and so forth. The most important piece of this situation right now is letting this kid get 110% healthy. And notice I said 110%. If he's 99%, guess what he's not doing on Linnell's team? Playing. If he's 98%, not playing. If he's 105%, he's not playing. I got to make sure the kid is all the way right. Because with a knee injury like this, no matter how severe of a sprain it is, you have to worry about re-injury risk. And I don't want this to be something that lingers throughout the course of the year or throughout the course of his career. If there's anything up with Jayden Daniels, he just shouldn't be playing. Point blank. 301-230-0980 is the number. I wanted to steer the conversation in a certain direction, but I'm going to let you all have it. Jayden Daniels right now officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. Your reaction to it, and then if you're feeling froggy, are you at all concerned about his health moving forward? Because I'll say this, Chris Russell, who you hear weekdays 1-4, last year on a Windbag Wednesday, all you all heard was me and him screaming at each other about Jayden Daniels getting hurt, not getting hurt. He didn't like how many times he ran the football. We have to understand as fans, this is our new reality. When you are a fan of a team with a running quarterback, injuries are something you're going to have to potentially deal with. And for Daniels, this is what it is right now. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. What's up, Anthony?
Let me ask you a question. You have a watch Price is Right?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the yodeling mountain climber?
The yodeling mountain climber? No.
Yeah. Okay. So the basis is people got to get closest to the Price without him going over the cliff. You climbing that mountain real close. You about five steps from stepping over that cliff. I can hear it in your voice.
Can you? And I'm glad I'm just that honest and transparent with y'all. We family here. So I'm going to let y'all know, you're damn right. You're damn right. I'm not feeling easy about this. Because I told you, Anthony, I got SLS, scoring lover syndrome. I've been down this road before. in year two. I have.
It's a simple proposition. If it's a grade one, you put the knee brace on, let him play, but Cliff has to act right. Cliff has to run the damn ball.
Yeah.
If that's a scenario, then I think we're fine. Anything above a grade one, he sits, plain and simple.
Anything above a grade one for me, he's going on short-term IR. I'll see you in a month, Captain. Get right. Sorry.
So
I just can't risk it.
I hear you, but like I said,
Anthony, do you blame me? I'm gonna let you go a little bit longer here. Do you blame me for having a sense of mistrust? I guess is what I would call it when it comes to Dan Quinn and the staff with injuries.
Well,
with him.
Well, part of that is gamesmanship with the other teams. They don't want them. The opponent to know, okay, he's playing with broken ribs. Number two, keep the public from panicking. So I get the gamesmanship, but I also get where you're coming from where, okay, they should have told us. But no, they shouldn't have told us because of people like you. And everybody don't have a radio show.
You know what?
And everybody don't have a radio show. So, you know. Follow what I'm saying.
I follow what you're saying. We're going to follow what you're saying tomorrow when you call us back. 301-230-0980 is the number. I just want to let you all, the floor is yours right now. Your reaction to Jaden Daniels having a knee sprain officially being listed as day-to-day. Are you okay with him playing on Sunday? Are you concerned about the health long-term? For me, it's like, we got to understand this is just our new reality. When you are a fan of a team with a running quarterback, and I guess it's a little bit different, right? Because Josh Allen runs the ball a lot. But I don't think Buffalo fans are worried about his ability to stay healthy because he's 6'5", 235 pounds. Jaden Daniels is a tadpole. That's why I'm concerned. And I'm not more concerned than I would be with any other running quarterback. But for me, like, I'm giving you I'm trying to like compartmentalize my thoughts here and give it to you in real time. Cause part of me wants to freak the hell out. Honestly, because I know in reality, this is something that we're going to have to worry about for years to come. It just is what it is when you have a running quarterback, a quarterback that plays this style of football. The other thing that I want to get to on the other side of this break, there's a hard truth that we all need to realize, and I will tell you that next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock. It is an abbreviated version of the Burgundy and Gold today. Because we got a Monday Night Football doubleheader on tap tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, you'll get Bucks and Texans. Second half of that doubleheader has a little Washington flavor on it. You will see the Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders. Why are the Las Vegas Raiders important? They are Sunday's opponent for the Washington Commanders. They'll play host to Vegas here, 1 o'clock Sunday on Fox. The big question is, who will be the quarterback for Washington? Dan Quinn spoke earlier and announced that Jaden Daniels is officially going to be listed as day-to-day with what folks are describing as a knee sprain. What we don't know is the severity of this knee sprain. Is it grade one, where you could just throw a brace on it and potentially let him play? Is it grade two, where there's a partial tear of a ligament and he's got to be out 5-6 weeks? Or is it grade three, a situation where he may be shut down for the remainder of the season? We still do not know that. When we get that information, I promise you'll be the first ones to hear it. Here's my thing for just joining us. I am at a point right now where there's just so much on my mind. Like, I feel... I literally feel like there's chaos going on inside of my young brain because there's so many things to sort through with this. But the most important thing to me about this situation is, are they going to keep Jayden Daniels from hurting Jayden Daniels? Because I know what type of competitor this kid is. We all know what type of competitor he is. He is going to want to push it. And the thing about a knee injury, I'll never forget my dumbass. 4 months off the ACL table, I'm at the local community rec center doing layups, shooting jump shots. Then I get engaged in a one-on-one game of basketball because I feel that good. Now, that's a totally different situation. That was an ACL tear, return to play, all of that. And I felt good. The bottom line is he is going to feel good. He may feel good to go on Sunday. Doesn't mean he's ready to go on Sunday, if you pick up what I'm putting down. That is my concern with this. The Commanders must protect Jayden Daniels from Jayden Daniels. The other piece is this. This is our reality. This is, and I can't get worked up because I'm going to have a heart attack and I'm not going to survive the Jayden Daniels era if I continue to move like this. This is the reality of rooting for a team that has a mobile running quarterback, especially when you're built the way that Jayden Daniels is built. Injuries are always going to be a part of the conversation. It's always going to scare the hell out of you. I do not want, though, Jayden Daniels to change his play style. I do not want Jayden Daniels to stop running. Because guess what? I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. Anyone out there that thinks Jayden Daniels is just as impactful of a quarterback without his rushing ability, you're ignorant. You're not looking at this objectively. He is not the same quarterback if he does not have the ability to run the football. That's not me saying he can't function as a pocket passer. That's not me saying he can't throw and beat you with his arm. He is elite. He is dangerous. He is special because of his ability to hurt you with his legs. Point blank, period. Two things can be true. He is an exceptional pocket passer, and his life is made 110% easier by his running ability. It turns dead plays into plays that can become chunk plays. Look at the Bengals preseason touchdown. Literally, if he couldn't run, that ends up in a sack. And maybe he would have came out for another series. But you pick up what I'm putting down here. His rushing ability is so important to who he is that I do not want him back on the field until he can do that special thing at 110%. Until then, see ya, pal. It's the Marcus Mariota Show. I'm not playing around with this. Jayden Daniels' knee is my life. Jayden Daniels' knee is the livelihood of the DMV. Everyone's impacted. Everyone's impacted. Look, I would give up my own knee to make sure that Slim's knee is right. But the bottom line is he's got to be 110% before I put him back out there. I know I've ate up all the airtime. Zach is in Richmond, been holding the longest. Zach, what's going on, brother?
Hey, my nail, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with you, but I don't want to see Jayden Daniels on the field unless I'm positive that Josh Connerly can freaking block. Coach Quinn said in his press conference, Jayden got hurt when he was looking back, running from Michael Parsons, and he got hit. We all know that play. He was running from Michael Parsons because Josh Connerly can't freaking block.
Yeah.
He couldn't block this week. He couldn't block last week. I understand he's our first-round pick. Put Andrew Wiley in the game. We don't need to be playing around with a rookie who, honestly, we really don't need because we got to the NFC Championship without a great right tackle. I'm tired of NFL GMs drafting linemen and then wanting them to play different positions when they get in the NFL and then throw them out to the Wolves when, like you said, Jayden Daniels is the most important thing in the DMV when it comes to sports, and you got a daggone rookie who can't block blocking for him. Mm. He's got him hurt.
You can't say it. Come on. Hey, I was with you until you said
honest,
that.
Be honest right now. Let's be honest real quick, though. Did Jayden Daniels run a lot last week because he saw open lanes, or was he running for his life?
I think it's the latter, and I appreciate the call, Zach. 301-230-0980 is the number. Oh, that opens up an entirely different can of worms because the Commanders may have a Josh Connerly Jr. problem. We touched on that a little bit last week. Hopefully, I'm willing to let the young pup grow through his mistakes, but it can't be at the cost of my quarterback. 301-230-0980 is the number. Athan in Annapolis wants to chime in. Athan, what's going on, brother?
Why would he want your knee? Your knee is just broken and shredded and in pieces. I tell you, you need a good – last other thing is, when was the last time you went to the barber, man? I think it's affecting your brain waves.
Wow.
Okay? You need to get that head shaved and get back to what you do well, okay? All this nonsense about this is the most important knee in the DMV. Now,
it is.
Football IQ is a million times better than that, okay? There's 53 other guys on this team. Man up. Get ready to run the ball because the Redskins have never won unless they've been able to run the ball. That's for almost 100 years, okay? And guys like Johnny Newton that are a waste right now, guys like Ben Sinnott that are a waste right now, go out there and earn your draft status, earn your paycheck, okay? If the quarterback's got to sit down, fine. Jalen Hurts had to sit down 2 years ago. He wasn't the same all season because they forced it. So I agree with you there. But these guys Kid, your boy Kinlaw, that's bigger than a mountain but couldn't do anything against two backup linemen in Green Bay, go out there and earn your paycheck. There's 50-something other guys on this team that can go out there and make a difference and win on Sunday. How about that damn kicker they're paying $4 million to? How about he can split the upright for once? How about that?
Huh? You're 110% right. It shouldn't be all about the quarterback, but you know it, Athan. It is all about the quarterback.
Run the ball, brother. Run the ball. Use Kroski Merritt. Use all these guys. Rodriguez is actually going to be active. The guy's a freight train when he runs, okay? It's time to get creative. And for Cliff,
real quick,
to get his head out of his butt and call a much better game plan.
Real quick as we let you go, are you concerned about the health of the quarterback long term?
No. Listen, this guy's 23 years old. Dan Quinn needs to, he said it's my job. It's my decision, whatever. He said, that's right. He's the head coach for a reason. So you got to sit him down and say, hey, listen, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
For sure.
You're not good to go, and we got your back, and so you're going to have to be out for a couple weeks until you're 100%.
For
sure. You don't want your damn knee. Your knee's broken in half. My knees are better than yours.
I appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. For just now joining us, Dan Quinn, head coach of your Washington Commanders, announced that Jaden Daniels officially going to be listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. And his status for Sunday, according to a bunch of national reports, very much in doubt. What we have heard is this, though. This is coming from Adam Schefter. The injury is not believed to be serious. Knowing what we know, and I'll admit we don't know much, one, are you concerned about the long-term health of the quarterback? And then two, when would you bring him back? 301-230-0980 is the number. Your call's next. 2 minutes past 5 o'clock here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 6 o'clock here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You want to keep the conversation going on social media? It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Real quick. Just got some more Commanders-related news in. Chase Edmonds signed to the practice squad, a guy that was in Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury. He was brought in, obviously, to ease the burden of Austin Eckler being out for the season with that torn Achilles. Washington also worked out Demetric Felton, Khalil Herbert, Nyheim Hines, and then they also worked out defensive backs Trey Brown, Alex Johnson, and the last one gets me, Trayvon Mullen. Brought in for a little bit of an interview. The status of Jonathan Jones is in doubt, so that's why they're bringing in DBs. But if you're just now joining the program, got a little bit of news. Found out earlier this afternoon, Jaden Daniels has a knee sprain and his status for Sunday's game versus the Raiders very much in question. This is from Mike Garofolo and Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. Adam Schefter reporting the same thing. Schefter adding the injury not believed to be serious, but it remains uncertain in terms of whether or not Jaden Daniels will be available for Sunday's contest against the Raiders. Right before we got on the air, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, spoke. He had this to say about what he needs to see from Jaden Daniels in order for him to play on Sunday against Vegas.
Yeah, it starts off first on like the strength part of things, the movements, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week, but he'd have to see all of the steps, you know, along this week to hit those marks, the speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
Well, Dan Quinn right there sounds like a guy that's not going to put Jayden Daniels out there until he is 110% healthy and he's got to clear every marker. This is cut number five, Ant. This is Dan Quinn on if he's treating Jayden's injury a little bit more serious than the other ones.
It gets more attention, Tom, for sure. And we look here, we recognize like what Jayden is and the impact that he has here, but I'd be BSing if I said, you know, like we wouldn't care about those guys in the same way. So I think it's not less on for them. We just want to make sure we're going to try to push the guys to the right spots. All these guys are like legit competitors, Tom. So there's some of us protecting them from themselves as well. But we're going to do our best to make sure we got a pretty robust return to play program and they have to hit all the markers even to be considered to go. So we're just not going to miss any steps along the way, man.
I am going to take Dan Quinn at face value when he says they're not going to miss any of the steps, but I have to point back to last year. And we'll take your calls on this as well at 301-230-0980. Does last year, in the way that they handled Jayden Daniels' rib injury, does that come into your mind when thinking about Jayden Daniels' knee injury? Because let's be real, they were not very forthcoming. They were not open, honest, and transparent. As a matter of fact, they lied about his ribs being broken for no apparent reason, if we're being honest, right? You can talk about gamesmanship all you want, right? The NFL knew that Jayden Daniels had a rib injury. Whether they're broken ribs, strained ribs, is really not that big of a deal. It's going to be targeted. He's going to get hit in the ribs when he's in the bottom of piles. I'll tell you what I would do. I'm punching at his ribs in the bottom of the pile because that's how I play ball. You know what I'm saying? So I get the gamesmanship portion of it, but we're going to have Kevin Sheehan on in about 25 minutes. And Kevin Sheehan, I don't know what what he slid DQ under the table before that interview, but Dan Quinn told Sheehan earlier this summer, hey, yeah, ribs were broken. Ribs were broken last year, and he played through it. He can be as tough of a competitor as he wants to be. I said it earlier, I'll say it again, right? We called him tough for playing through a rib injury. I would call him stupid for playing through a knee injury. Just bottom line. It's the bottom line. And that last answer, Dan Quinn was like, you know, for all of these guys, we're going to have to protect themselves from themselves. Here is Dan Quinn on protecting Jayden Daniels from himself.
Yes, you are correct. That's just who he is, which I also love about him, by the way. But it is part of, that's my job, you know, to make sure that, one, I'm getting all the information, you know, from the medical side. Is he hitting all the tests? And then you also have to trust your eyes. Where is he at? Where are we going? And so we're just not going to miss it, JP, for he and for any of the guys in that space. So that is the good part of being a competitor. But I'm constantly watching and pushing to see. And then before we even get onto the practice field, they have to go through a pretty strenuous testing to see where they're at even before the actual on-field, you know, reps begin. So that's for he and for a couple of the other guys as well.
They're going to be smart. They're not going to let Jayden make a decision just to impact the short term, and I trust them with all of that. I do. But I will be lying if I ain't say, look, there is a part of me that's like, all right now, y'all want to let him play, y'all want to let him be tough, so on and so forth, but you got to be tough in the right spots, man. You can put this on a T-shirt. We called him tough for playing through a rib injury. I will call him stupid for playing through the knee injury. I want to open up the phones on this. 301-230-0980 is the number. Wherever you want to take it, man, your reaction to Jayden Daniels being officially listed as day-to-day with his knee injury. Are you concerned about the health of this young man moving forward throughout the course of his career? Would you let him play on Sunday if it's just a great one sprain? Wherever you want to take it, it's on you at 301-230-0980. Al is in Hyattsville. Wants to chime in. What's up, Al?
Hey, what's up, Lanell? How are you, bro?
I'm good, brother, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. First off, I'm gonna need you to take, you know, a volume and just chill, bro. I need you to take a volume. You know, go home, take one, relax.
Put my feet up. Take a warm shower. Yeah, exactly. I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Just let it. You know, get in the sauna, the hot tub. You know what I'm saying? Just sit. You know, just decompress a little bit, bro. See, I'm not concerned. Am I concerned? Heck, I'm concerned for every quarterback we ever had. So Jaden's would be no different. You know, here's the thing that makes this different for me. And I know everybody, you know, you talked about, you know, last year and rib injury and everything like that. If Dan Snyder was owning this team, I'd be concerned. If Vinny Serrato was running this team, I'd be concerned. If Ron Rivera or Jay Gruden was running this team, I'd be concerned. If Scott McLuhan was running this team, I'd be concerned. None of them are here. So I'm not concerned because we have a new owner.
So let me say this real quick, Al. Let me say this real quick, Al, and I'll let you continue. And I know hindsight is 20/20. If we would have known, and I want you to chime in on this too, if we would have known that his ribs was broke last year and they let him play, I'd be pissed. I'll be honest with you. I would be mad as hell. If we knew his ribs was broke last year and they chose to play his ass anyway and still run him and not change the play calling at all, we should be upset at that. So I'm not saying I don't trust Dan Quinn and company. I'm not saying that at all. But if you knew that if we could like jump in the time machine and go back in time, and if they were, you know, forthcoming about his ribs being broken and they still chose to play him, you would be okay with that?
I would not be okay with that, but here's the thing. We're talking about a sport that is gladiatorial.
For sure.
It is what it is. It's a gladiator sport, always has been a gladiator sport, meaning that no one comes from this game unscathed, period. No one. There has never been one person, even the kickers and the punters, never leave game unscathed.
I get that, Al. So, I get that. But you still, there are preventative measures that you could take, and last year Washington chose to bypass those. Why?
Oh, yes. Because it's, do you play Texas Hold'em? Have you ever played Texas Hold'em?
I'm terrible at cards. Al, we got to let you go, brother. I appreciate you. Super insightful call. You're helping drive the show, little do you know. But I'm going to pose that question to you, Ant. I'm going to ask Kevin when he comes on. Dan Quinn confirmed to Kevin right before the start of camp that the ribs were broken. If we would have known that the ribs were broke back then and he doesn't miss any time and they just play him like nothing happens, you'd be okay with that? I don't know if I would.
I mean, obviously, we probably all would have been a little upset with the decision to play him.
That's my point!
But my thing is, this is also an injury that he probably could have been able to play through. And granted, you know, the accuracy was off on, you know, a couple of throws, and eventually it did get a little bit better, but those first couple of games, him playing through the rib injury, it was definitely noticeable that he was dealing with something.
Yeah.
But again,
what was the first game after the rib injury? Was it the Bears game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Bears
game. Because he played amazing in the Bears game.
Yeah.
So
he was definitely off on some throws, but
he
threw the ball 60 yards. Like with a broken rib. That's impressive.
That's
impressive. So
I
feel as though they, you know, trusted him and he trusted them that he could go out there and, you know, perform. Granted, it wasn't at the highest of levels, but he still, I think, gave us our best chance to win games last year. So NFL players, they go out there, they do it all the time. The knee injury is definitely a little bit different. Yeah, that one's different.
That's my thing.
I will say that.
It's a knee. So I guess to answer my own question, if I would have known last year that his ribs were broken, would I have wanted him to play immediately after against Chicago, where he went out and threw for a season high at the time, 326 yards, right after he broke his ribs, which is crazy. I get it that the way you put it, I think, is the kind of the angle that I want to tackle this with. Yeah, Jayden Daniels at not 100% gives you your best chance to win, but like, at what point does the winning part not matter? What's more important, having the best chance to win or his long-term health? I think that's like what I would be weighing at this point.
Yeah, but again, my point also is these are NFL players. These guys battle injuries week in and week out. It could be something on their thumb. It could be, you know,
certainly,
their pinky.
I get that.
It could be I'm not going to say a broken rib is a minor injury, But, like,
in the grand scheme of it.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it isn't a knee injury. So, like, if it is a grade two knee sprain, I definitely don't want him playing. If it's grade one, if it's, I probably would still be leaning to, like, maybe I don't want to see him. Maybe I want to see him take a week rest. But also, I wouldn't be, you know, ripping my hair out if he did play on a grade one knee sprain. I simply wouldn't. If he wanted to go out there with a brace, I wouldn't. But I do think.
What's the benefit?
In my eyes, I want to see him resting. I wouldn't want to put him out there.
301-230-0980 is the number. If you're just getting off work, if you're picking the kids up from practice, welcome in. Jayden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. That's all we know at this point. We don't know if it's grade one. We don't know if it's grade two. We don't know if it's grade three. It is a knee sprain that he is dealing with. And according to John Kime of ESPN, according to Adam Schefter, his status is in doubt for week number three against the Las Vegas Raiders. I want to open up the phones and let you chew on it however you decide. Your reaction to Jayden Daniels being listed as day-to-day, are you concerned about his long-term health moving forward? Is it a situation where he would definitely be sitting out on Sunday for you? Your reaction to the news we got earlier this afternoon, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders officially listed as day-to-day. Your reaction to that injury news next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. Taking you up to 6 o'clock, we got an abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold here this afternoon as we got a Monday Night Football doubleheader to close out week number two. Bucks and Texans coming your way at 7 o'clock. You can hear that right here on the Team 980. And then Chargers and Raiders, a little AFC West tilt to wrap up week number two. That'll come your way at 10 o'clock tonight. Washington's opponent on Sunday is the aforementioned Las Vegas Raiders. The big question is, who is going to be the starting quarterback for your Washington Commanders coming up on Sunday? We found out earlier this afternoon, Jayden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with what is being described as a knee sprain. That's it. We don't know if it's grade one sprain, grade two sprain, grade three sprain. I'm going to assume that it's a grade one sprain, because if it was a grade two sprain, I think you would have just put the kid on injured reserve, have him sit out for a month, and not do this dog and pony show. But maybe there's the gamesmanship element of this that I'm underscoring, I guess. But we don't know the severity of the knee injury. According to John Kime, as well as Adam Schefter, folks that they've talked to are saying that it's not something that's considered serious. They said that about the rib injury last year, and his ribs was broke. So I'm a little bit, when I'm worked up over this, because I'm emotional, and this is my livelihood. I'm so excited about football, and a way to really kind of suck the air out of the Commander's balloon, so to speak, is if this quarterback has to miss any extended period of time. But what I will say, what's most important to me is him getting 100%. I don't care about 2025. More than I care about his long-term health. We're in year two of a rebuild. We got to understand who the hell we are, right? That's like if you hit a parlay, you don't all of a sudden, you ain't rich just because you hit the parlay. You just got a little bit more change right now. Just because you made the playoffs in year number one of the rebuild doesn't mean you aren't still rebuilding. So the most important thing moving forward is his health. And I trust the administration. I do, but I trust them to an extent. They don't have my unwavering trust because they do little sneaky things like lie about the ribs being broke. But I get it. It was gamesmanship, so on and so forth. I just am saying, one, don't put him back out there till he's 110% ready to go. My other question is like, well, when is that? Right? When will he be 110% ready to go? I think that depends on the severity of the sprain, which we're still waiting the word on how severe that sprain is. But I don't think he plays on Sunday. And that's okay. I don't care about Sunday more than I care about his knee. I'm not just slapping a brace on him and telling him to go play. That's just not the business that I'm in. And to me, if he's not able to run at his full capacity, he's not the same quarterback. He's just not. So I want him to be 110%. I don't want Cliff's play calling to have to change at all. I want him to be right. When will he be right is the big question. Is that a week? Is it 2 weeks? To be honest, I don't even care. Just get him to the point where he's 110%. Then I'll feel comfortable. Then I'll feel confident. But I want to take your calls. Just getting your reaction on this thing, man. How are you feeling about the starting quarterback being officially listed as day-to-day? His status for Sunday is in doubt. It would be Marcus Mariota getting the start if J.D. Five could not give it a go. Your reaction to the news? Are you concerned at all about his long-term health? Are you comfortable as a Commanders fan understanding that this is your reality moving forward, that you're rooting for a team that has a rushing mobile quarterback? We're going to be talking about injuries throughout the course of his career, it feels like. Is that something you're okay with? 301-230-0980 is the number. Lap is in D.C. He wants to check in. What's going on, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on, Lap?
Yeah,
how you doing,
man, I was good, man, until you get the fan again, man. You took me over the top, bro. But you are making some good points just how they handled the rib injury. And then when he got flipped, man, in the
That was the play. That was the play, by the way.
That should have been a flag, too, man. You ain't even wrapping him up. You going low at his knees, man. Come on, man. And but sometimes you gotta protect the players from themselves, too, if they want to play. Because, you know, we got trauma, man, from RG3, bro.
We suffer from scoring lover syndrome, brother. Put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, man. So hopefully it's good to go, man, and we can play, man. But together, they just got to – get it together. And like I said, I don't want that Dan Quinn from the Falcons here, and I don't want that Dan Quinn as the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, man. So he better get it together, man, because he on thin ice with me.
You got
man.
One shot with this, Lap.
Yes, if he messed his injury situation up, definitely.
For sure. Lap, appreciate you as always, brother. 301-230-0980 is the number. Pete is in Atlanta, wants to chime in. Pete, what's going on, brother? How are you? Thanks for waiting, man.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for taking my call. There's a couple of things I think about when I'm thinking about how I feel about this. So one is, of course, how serious is it? They're really good about locking information down, which in one sense we like, but in another sense it keeps us in the dark, and sometimes we don't like that, but we don't know. Then number two, he did have a wrist injury too. How bad is that still? Is that an issue?
Right.
If it is a little bit of an issue, that compounds the knee too. So that's two things we're worried about with him. And also number three, we do have a capable backup quarterback.
Very capable, yes.
Mariota is not him. It's not him, of course. But he's not. He proved last year that he can come in for Jaden and hold it down for a game or two. So it's not like we don't have – it's not like we have Josh Howell – I mean, we have Sam Howell sitting on the bench. We're worried, well, we really don't want to put him in because he's not ready.
Right.
Or he can't really give us a chance to win. Mariota can give us that chance. And then number three, one of your other callers brought this up, which I didn't even think about. Mm-hmm. We do have an issue on the right tackle side. And I'm not saying this to put blame on the man, but he is a rookie, and maybe he's just not ready yet. And if we're having struggles over there – Jaden Daniels is not a veteran. He is a second year quarterback. He's still new at this. And if we don't want to put a guy in there that's still developing himself.
Certainly.
And put him at risk to get blasted because the guy on his right also is developing himself and isn't handling it. And that's fine. If we need, like your other caller said that brought that up, put Wiley in there then.
Yeah.
If you're going to put Jaden Daniels in there and he's not 100%, you better make sure you got the right guys in there to keep him upright. If you don't, put Mariota in there. That's what he's there for.
For sure. Appreciate the call as always. Pete, 301-230-0980. Jaden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. Our guy Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up next to give us his thoughts on that. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live each and every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 per month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Kevin Sheehan joins us next. About a half hour left to go here on this abbreviated edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and Noah Willingham, taking you up to 6 o'clock. We got a Monday Night Football doubleheader to wrap up week number 2 in the National Football League. Bucks and Texans coming up at 7 o'clock. And then the nightcap, Chargers and Raiders. Raiders important to us because it is Washington's opponent coming up on Sunday. The big question is, who's going to be the starting quarterback for your Washington Commanders come Sunday? If you're just now joining us, Jayden Daniels, officially going to be listed as day-to-day with what is being described as a knee sprain. Dan Quinn addressed the media earlier this afternoon saying that, you know, he's going to have to hit every marker before he returns to play. What we don't know is whether or not it's a grade 1 sprain, grade 2 sprain, grade 3 sprain. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and company act like we're the New England Patriots, so they will not divulge information to us. Unless it's a year later and you're talking to Kevin Sheehan, who joins us right now via the guest hotline. Kevin, you got DQ to reveal that that Jayden's ribs were broken last year. Can you call him up right now?
He didn't reveal anything.
He confirmed it. Can we say that?
No, he didn't. No, he totally didn't answer the question. He just laughed in silence. It was a rib injury. That was it. Yeah. No. He wouldn't go there a year later. That's for sure. But it's funny that you said, you know, if they're behaving as if they're the Patriots and we're the Patriots media. It is, I mean, it's a different day, man.
Yes.
Because over the weekend after Grant, you know, had his information that Jayden, you know, had an MRI on Friday, I mean, it was crickets. And every single reporter, big reporter, national reporters, they were digging. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing from the team, nothing really from the player or the agent. So it's a buttoned up organization, whereas, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, there were 7 or 8 people in the organization fighting to be the first to leak the information.
That's
pretty much what they were. Yeah.
For sure. And obviously the timing of this a little brutal after you have what happened on Thursday night, and I saw you retweet out the play where he actually got hurt. He took a helmet to the knee. If a helmet to the knee caused the sprain, Kevin, holy hell. Like, from what you know about knee injuries and watching the play over and over again, as I know you have, you think it's just a grade 1 sprain, or we potentially should be bracing for something more severe? Because a little birdie got in my ear, said we should be bracing for something a little more severe.
I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. I'm not an expert in knee sprains. I think the bigger picture conversation, though, is Jayden's got to stop taking
these hits. Yeah.
You know, the number one and really the only concern that I think many of us have had going back to pre-2024 draft is that, you know, he did get, you know, banged up occasionally. He did take some shots. He's also very good at avoiding shots. I'm not acting like he's RG3.
Right.
You know, Jayden Daniels can see the field, and, you know, he does that little sidestep out of bounds to avoid, you know, hits at the last second as he gets out of bounds. But in these first two games, he's got crunched a couple times. That first read option keeper in the Giant game, he got twisted around on the sideline a little bit. He got absolutely, you know, blown up multiple times on Thursday night in the pocket.
Yeah.
And there's only so much you can do about that. But, you know, some of the quarterback counters and quarterback powers and,
Kevin,
I think the QB draws in the zone reads are a little bit safer. But this guy's got a body that doesn't look like it can withstand year after year getting knocked around the way he gets knocked around. He got hit a lot last year. He's gotten hit a lot here in the first 2 weeks of the season. So big picture is that I'm not saying to change the style of the offense, but he's going to have to do a better job, and they're going to have to do a better job of making sure he doesn't take this many hits, or we're going to have these things every year.
I'm not going to survive the Jayden Daniels era. I'm going to be on heart attack watch week in and week out because, to your point, like, he does take some shots, and his build, so to speak, the physical makeup of the kid just doesn't look like he could take it, to your point. But I want to expound a little further upon what you're saying. you agree with me where, like, I'm not changing the offense. Him and his ability to run is what makes him, to me, a special, bona fide, elite top five quarterback. So I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, and it may ruffle some feathers here. I'm not saying he can't function within the pocket as a passing quarterback, Kevin. I'm not saying he can't beat you with his arm. But if you think that he would be viewed the same way without the ability to hurt you with the legs, I think you're a fool.
Well, nobody would believe that. And look, you know, the best quarterbacks in the game today are all, you know, quarterbacks that use their legs.
Look at Pat on Sunday.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Now, these are thicker guys,
yes,
too. You know, I mean, let's be honest about that. But, you know, no, of course not. You can't change the way he plays. He's excellent from the pocket.
Right.
But today's best quarterbacks don't play exclusively from the pocket.
Right.
And he shouldn't either. I think that, you know, he's got to do the job that maybe they shouldn't be doing for him, because they shouldn't change the offense, or they shouldn't, you know, discourage him to run and make plays. He's just going to have to do a better job at avoiding, you know, half the number of hits he takes. And, you know, he does go for it in the open field sometimes. He does, you know, look, those quarterback counters, I've been talking about this for, you know, going back to last year. Quarterback counter, quarterback power, almost by definition means the play is going to end in a pile on the field.
Yeah.
I don't like those plays. Now, a couple of them here and there, maybe in short yardage to go straight 11 on 11, you know, run football, that's fine.
Yeah.
The other plays, whether they're designed or options, they tend to be more open field with the opportunity to slide and get down and not take a hit. But, yeah, he's not – we're going to have the Carolina game. We're going to have the Green Bay game. We're going to have a lot of these. Hopefully none of them, you know, ever career-threatening or season-ending. But he's going to get banged around, and he's going to lose some time here and there if he doesn't reduce – the number of times that he gets hit. You know, again, he's not RG3. RG3 was like almost like an out-of-control baby giraffe. You know, it's like the legs are going every which way. He couldn't see it. They were the most awkward of hits because his vision wasn't great.
Yeah.
This guy's got phenomenal vision,
yeah,
but he's also super hyper-competitive.
Yes.
And he doesn't seem to mind getting tackled.
And that's my thing here is – it's you can't. What's the old adage? You could take a dog out of the fight, but you can't take the fight out of a dog. Like, it's who he's going to be. He is an uber competitor, like you're saying. You want him to be, you know, have a little bit more discernment in terms of which hits he's going to take. But I just don't want the style of football to change for him. That's my big concern here. Is do we start moving towards that?
It can't.
It can't. Yeah. Right. The second,
Lamar Jackson's been hurt a number of times too. Style doesn't change for him. He's become a better pocket passer,
right,
but you know, no one's ever going to fear Lamar Jackson just from the pocket, you know? And so that'll never, ever not be a part of Jaden's game until it can't be anymore.
Yeah.
And if it couldn't be anymore, he actually could be a very good,
it could be excellent.
Yeah. As a pocket passer and not using, you know, a tremendous mobility, but, no, we'll see him continue to play like he's played. I just think he's got to reduce the number of times he gets crunched.
And you think that's a him thing, for sure?
Yeah.
In terms of when he returns to the play, one, do you – and I'm trying to phrase this to where you don't sidestep my question. What's your trust level in them protecting him from himself all the way? Because if you let me ask it to you like this, I guess, Kev. If you would have known last year after Carolina that he had broken his ribs on that play, would you have been okay with him not practicing all week and then going out and playing in the game on Sunday?
I'm still skeptical as to whether or not he actually broke a rib or ribs. Just, I mean, I think it's very possible he got caught up in the moment with you know, with Jefferson and with Saquon Barkley and,
yeah,
you know, as they were talking about injuries and stuff. I can't imagine they put him out there with broken ribs.
Well, that's what it seems like, Kev, and that's what's driving my thoughts
not,
right now.
I'm, I'm not buying that. I'm honestly not buying that. And by the way, you know, they took him off the injury report like, you know, 2 weeks later and said he was 100% fine. Well, broken ribs actually take a little bit longer than that.
Right.
I understand it's a pain threshold thing. I don't want to relitigate that. I do trust them. My answer is I do trust them to take care of him.
For sure. And I think I trust them as well. The rib injury thing, though, definitely makes me raise my eyebrow a little bit. But in terms of when he returns to play, I don't think he suits up on Sunday under really any set of circumstances. The other thing I don't want to do is this either, Kevin, and maybe I'm suffering from scoring lover syndrome with the Robert thing, but I'm not just going to slap a brace on his knee and throw him on the field because he says so. I have a feeling that he is going to dictate when he comes back, and I just hope that he is responsible and understands what is at stake here.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that. I think that they're going to – this is – you know, a knee is different than
a rib. 100%. 100%.
You know, so we're talking – yeah, so that's a different thing. He's not getting back onto the field until he's, you know, as Quinn said, he's, you know, got full movement. He can torque. He can twist. He can cut the whole thing. And, you know, and they got, you know, Max Crosby and company on Sunday. So he's got to be able to be himself. I don't know if he can be by Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, the degree, as you mentioned at the beginning, that the level of sprain will probably dictate that.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's interesting is after watching last night's game, the Sunday night game, you know, you look at that pass rush is 10 times better than it's ever been. And so the next few weeks, they've got some, you know, some teams that can get after it. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how much you've talked about this, but I think my number one, other than health of everybody, including Jaden, concern long term is the O-line right now. Like, I think the offensive line is an issue, and not just because they played two really good defensive teams. I'd say really good. The first one, they gave up 40 yesterday, but still they got after
good passes.
Dak. And so they got to figure out an answer with Connerly Jr. here early in his career. Wiley might be a better option.
Yeah, and so this is my whole thought process with that. Do you worry about breaking a young man's confidence this early in his career?
Well,
and we can say
this isn't a developmental year, Linnell. This is a win year, you know, and everybody's, you know, somebody like that's going to, you get concerned about that. But at this level, you know, a lot of players don't even play their first few games at certain positions. It's a long way to go in his career. They got to make sure what happened in against the Giants and what happened on Thursday night doesn't happen, because he allowed pass rushers to be incredibly disruptive and impactful to the game.
Certainly. Joined right now by our pal Kevin Sheehan, who you can check out weekdays 10 to 1 right here on the Team 980. You can also check out the Kevin Sheehan podcast wherever you download your podcast. What got buried in this Dan Quinn presser is that he said John Bates and Noah Brown, a long shot for Sunday against Vegas. Noah Brown, I've kind of gotten used to, Kev. Unfortunately, kid's made of glass, hasn't been able to stay healthy in his career. John Bates, on the other hand, how big of a blow would it be if he was out? And are you concerned about him moving forward here at all?
Well, I mean, if running the football is actually something Kingsbury is interested in, because he was not interested in it on Thursday
Kevin,
night.
Kevin, what were the splits in the first half? Or what was it, like 26 passes to six runs? Something crazy like that in the first half?
The bottom line is, for the game, 48 called pass plays and 12 running back
runs. It's not good enough.
In a game in which you could not protect and your receivers, for the most part, couldn't get open, you got to try something different. I hate, you know, criticizing play calling.
So do I,
really,
but damn,
anything,
Kevin.
But that seemed a bit off.
Yeah.
But, Bates is an outstanding player for this team. They'll miss him for sure.
Kevin, I'm and you know what I was going to say to Kevin? I was going to say, I'm pulling to you and blowing out the clock. So we gotta let you go as we're about to wrap up the show here.
I am ready. I'm ready if you need me to leave.
Oh, I'm about to say, we appreciate you as always, man. We'll check you out tomorrow, 10 a.m. sharp, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Love being on with you. Thanks.
That is our guy, Kevin Sheehan. took us all over the place. I hate that we have a 2-hour show today. Like, this is criminal. that we have a Monday Night Football doubleheader with all of this information coming out. Noah Brown and John Bates, a long shot for Sunday. Jayden Daniels, his stat is very much in doubt. What the hell do we do with Josh Connerly? Is the defense going to get their act together? There's a lot to chew on. Tomorrow we're back with you. 4 to 7, full show. We'll break down everything we were just talking about. When we come back, if you got any calls, we'll take them on the Jayden Daniels injury situation. But I want to take a quick spin around the NFL when we come back. Boy, do we got a loaded show coming up for you tomorrow because we just couldn't get to everything today. So much to chew on. For just picking up the kids from school, if you're picking up the kids from aftercare, practice, if you're on the way to the local Giant to get you some dinner, Jayden Daniels officially listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. I'm sure some more information will come out overnight in terms of the severity of this knee injury. Dan Quinn, assuring all of us, and I appreciate him for this, he's not going to put him out there until he is 110% ready. And I believe him when he says that. I just am like moving forward. Like, I think this is just going to be a conversation that we're going to have to get used to having. Because Kevin was a little bit more bashful than I was in terms of like, the kid's got to stop taking these hits. Like that hit he took the other day or the other night, one, it's on Josh Connerly because he gets flushed out from that side. But Jayden just got to know when to go down. And that was the thing about him coming out of college is him taking these hits, and it's something we're going to have to worry about moving forward. I'm not freaking out over it, even though it may have seemed like I've been freaking out over the past hour and change. It's more so like I got anxiety over it, man. Like, and I'm not going to handle my anxiety the way some of y'all handle y'all anxiety, by the way, either. I'm going to keep it P. But no, like, it's just, it sucks that this is our reality and we're going to have to deal with this for years to come. I just hope, one, I hope he shows a little bit more discernment when running, but I also don't want him to change who he is. Like, he is that guy at the position because of his ability to run, in addition to the ability, you know, to beat you from the pocket. So we're just going to have to wait and see. Tomorrow the team is off, so we won't hear from Dan Quinn. Wednesday, Jayden Daniels is actually going to speak to the media. So we're going to get to hear it from the horse's mouth on Wednesday, what it is and what it ain't. And I expect him to be Tom Brady-like at the podium, knowing how they handle things. He's not going to say much of anything. And then Thursday, we'll hear from the coordinators. I'm curious to know, like, if you could inject Cliff with truth serum because of this injury. When he does come back to play, does it make you want to limit the amount of designed quarterback runs? Because it's a part of who they are, right? Like, It's
he got hurt on a play that wasn't a design run, though.
Exactly. But do you then go, okay, do I need to protect him because he can't protect himself?
Nah, not necessarily.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I hear what you're saying. But, again, this is who he is.
Like, this is who he is.
And, like, he going to figure it out just like Josh Allen, Lamar, all these other quarterbacks had to figure it out. We just don't want it to come at the expense of missing multiple games.
Even if he do got to miss multiple games this time around, I could care less. Wow. Wanted to go around the NFL, but that's the show. Bucks and Texans coming up at 7 o'clock. Raiders and Chargers coming up at 10 o'clock. If you missed any of the show, you can download the podcast. We're back with you tomorrow, 4 to 7, right here on the Team 980. A full show as we react to Monday Night Football and then give you the latest on the health of the quarterback of your Washington Commanders, Jayden Daniels. If you want to keep the convo going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.